This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, the Electoral College on trial. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. On President's Day, we pause to remember and honor our presidents. Maybe we should also take a moment to think about how they got there and the Constitution that sets it all in place. One of the great things about this country is if you don't like how something is working, even if it's how we elect our presidents, you can bring a lawsuit to try to change it. In many countries of the world, if you try that, you might never be seen again. Brandon brought a lawsuit in federal court claiming the procedure for electing the president and vice president is unconstitutional. He argued that the Electoral College grants citizens of states with smaller populations a voting advantage over citizens of larger states, which results in more politically conservative states having a definite advantage in voting power over more liberal states. But the court dismissed Brandon's case, ruling that courts are not empowered to strike actual text from the Constitution on the basis that it is offensive. In other words, the Electoral College cannot be questioned constitutionally because it is established by the Constitution. So there it is, a college education, whether you like it or not. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.